Our 68-team college basketball preview continuing along today with a look at McNeese State, talking with Jim Gazzolo. He covers them for the American Press. Jim, how are we doing today?
Doing good.
Good. Hey,
good.
We appreciate you taking time to chat with us. Excited to pick your brain about everything going on there at McNeese State. You know, a program which we'll start with mentioning they've had a little bit of a, you know, a resurgence of late, of course, under Will Wade. You know, he came there a couple of years ago and, you know, helped the program have, you know, a lot of success to get to the tournament back-to-back years. He's now gone. We'll dive into that in a moment. But I guess, you know, I imagine it's been pretty fun being on the McNeese State beat the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's been interesting. It's never dull when Will Wade is around, and you call it a resurgence, and we're like, there was never a first run through this. This was all new, kind of for us to see get any kind of attention. So this is he's been a game changer.
Yeah, so he leaves, takes the North Carolina State job, and I'm just curious from a, you know, I only know of this from a national perspective. But from a, you know, knowing McNeese State and kind of everything that's been going on there the last couple of years, it couldn't have been a surprise that he eventually left, right? I mean, this kind of always felt like, at least from my perspective, that he was going to go there if he had success. You know, it was going to lead to another opportunity.
Oh, no question. And the question is when. He did say, and even though there was talk he was going to leave after the first year, he did tell me on the first day, I am going to stay at least 2 years, maybe three. I'm going to make sure this place is right before I go. They did me a tremendous opportunity to give me this to give me a chance to get back into coaching. And I'm not going to leave just to get another job. It's going to have to be the right job at the right time. And he stayed his 2 years, and he left it in a lot better place. So there's no surprise there.
Now, Bill Armstrong, the head coach, he had previously been an assistant at Baylor. Before that, he had been the head coach at Link Academy, which is a basketball powerhouse in southern Missouri. You know, he'd previously been with Will Wade at LSU and had coached at Ole Miss. He's been a handful of different places. What can you tell us about, you know, what to expect from Bill Armstrong now taking over there at McNeese State?
Well, it's interesting because it's very similar. Because he was Will Wade's right-hand man at LSU. But it's completely different as far as how it's done. Same kind of culture, same kind of defensive presence first. A little bit quieter when it comes to the press conferences and that. Not as much strange comments being made at times. A little lower key, but really very – very disciplined on the court, just like Will Wade. A lot of the same things going on, but definitely you can feel it, a different vibe and a little bit different style going into it. And you know, it's an all new team for the most part. Anyway, it's 11 new guys that are his guys, so he does have his stamp already on it.
When it comes to the roster makeup this year, as you mentioned, you know, there's a lot of new faces that are going to be a part of this program this year. Tell me about some of those guys. Anybody in particular really intriguing to you?
Quite honestly, this is a far better, and I know people, this is a far better talented group than Will Wade's ever had here. Will will tell you that himself. There's a lot of guys that have caught our eye. The amazing thing is the last guy kind of signed was Tyshawn Archie, a guard that came from Tulsa, 6 foot, 6'1". 165. He has actually looked very good in practice. I think he'll start the Grambling game, the exhibition on Sunday. He had a nice scrimmage from what I heard. He's kind of been kind of a glue guy that a couple of the guys that have been around have said is he's a pass first point guard that can get his own shot, a lefty. I think that he's kind of the surprise guy at the end that's kind of making waves. But the noticeable change is and you saw it when they lost to Purdue in the NCAA tournament, that they didn't have the size to go against and become a Sweet 16 team. This team has 3 6'10" guys with wingspans of 7 foot, and that kind of changes the look of this team. This is a much bigger, much bulkier team than before.
Yeah, so when it comes to, you know, what you know about the roster they have right now, what do you see as strengths? What do you see as weaknesses of this year's McNeese State team?
I think defense and the ability to kind of change defenses on the fly, get their defense, offense off their defense. Guys like Jarrell Colbert, who comes from SMU, a 6'10", 235 power forward center kind of guy. I think he's one of the guys you look at as say and say, this is a guy that can compete on a higher level. And getting that kind of gives you the thought that maybe they can do a little more inside than they've been able to do in the past. It's always been kind of an outside-in look. I think you'll see some more inside stuff, especially inside defense, which was really the big problem. Big people gave them a problem last year, Santa Clara, Purdue. One other game where they were just big people. They didn't have the bodies to do it. I think those are the types of things you'll see. Also, the kid Fredrickson Cole from Oklahoma, very big, 6'7" forward. That's the bulk they didn't have.
Of course, the goal for McNeese State is going to be to get back to the NCAA tournament. But, you know, when you play in a league like the Southland Conference, it is, you know, easier said than done, right? Because you can have a great season, go undefeated in conference play, and then, you know, one bad game, and all of a sudden you're not in the tournament. Who might be the biggest matchup problem for McNeese? Or I guess the way I'm trying to ask this is, who would be the team that could be the most likely to keep them out of getting back to the tournament?
Well, probably Incarnate Word or Stephen F. Austin probably have the depth, it looks like. Lamar is always the biggest rival. They played him for the championship last year. They have a lot of turnover, though, this year. The interesting thing about that is when you say that is it's set up nicely because a few years back when they were talking about leaving the league, they cut a deal to host the tournament for 7-8 years. And so every year somebody has to come to McNeese to win. So they look at it as long as they get a one or two seed, they only got to win two home games, and they haven't been beaten the conference in 2 years on their home court to get into the NCAA tournament. That's why it was such a prime job for people, is because nobody has that benefit in the country to be playing on their home court guaranteed for their home tournament to get into the bid. So that's really the biggest deal. But I think Stephen F. Austin or Incarnate Word are probably the two biggest challenges.
Yeah, and looking at the Southland bracket too, you know, the way they build it to where basically your top two seeds are going to get buys into the semifinals, that maybe makes it a little bit easier as well if you're one of the top two teams.
Oh, without question, because you don't have that 1-8 upset to worry about. You get 2 days rest, so you're not playing your third game in 3 days for a championship. You're only playing two games on back to back days. And if you're McNeese, you get to play on your home court. It's really beneficial to them. And, you know, it's before nobody cared when McNeese was winning 10, 11 games and barely making the tournament as the eighth seed that they were hosting. Now it gets some grumbling in the league that it's too much of an advantage.
Going to be fun to follow again. Jim Gazzolo, McNeese State basketball beat writer for the American Press. Jim, appreciate the time today. Thanks for letting me pick your brain, and hopefully it's a fun season there.
Oh, it's going to be entertaining. If nothing else, they've made it entertaining.